95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station is Daytona's Thirst Station right now. We quench it because Josh is here from SR Piranha Morning Hog Brew Review. Hello, Friday. Hey, he actually is here, buddy. Yeah, good morning.
Am I usually not? What?
Well, I just, you know, sometimes during the morning, Steve and I will get, you know, we lock eyes a lot when we do segments, and then
completely forget what's going on.
Right, I'm like, oh, Josh is here, so I can look this way to my left, and I'm happy that you're here. You brought us flavors. I don't even know what's going on right here.
Exactly.
So explain to me what we're about to get into.
So I have a variety pack,
okay,
which is new to us,
right,
and a new product from Schafhofer.
Oh,
so I'm pretty excited.
Ooh, Schafhofer. Steve, try it.
Schafhofer.
No, you did it wrong. Nope, it's already messed up. Jesus, God. Okay, we'll get time.
It's just right there.
We got time to come back. It's fine. That's last, right?
Exactly.
Okay, good. Where do we start?
So we're going to start off with Island Active Variety Pack.
Okay.
We've tried Island products in the past.
Okay.
They have their Active, which is just a light beer.
Okay.
And then they have their Island Coastal Lager, which is a nice baseline lager as well.
Okay.
But now they're flavoring some of these products, putting them in a variety pack. Very Florida-esque flavors.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with Island Active Lime.
Okay. So these are flavored beers?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool thing is,
I'm game.
88 calories, 4.2% alcohol. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
And I believe just under 2 carbs.
All right.
Nope, sorry, 2.6.
All right, that's fine. I don't carb count.
Tell my pants. So it's going to be very light.
Okay.
All right. It's a lighter version of a light beer, but a little bit of flavor in there.
I like that.
Yep. Should be very, if you smell it, it smells like a beer, which is nice.
Yeah. I don't mind the idea of putting actual fruit in a beer.
Right.
Doesn't bother me. You throw an orange in something or a,
you know, blue moon. Yeah. Or
Steve will check a strawberry in something sometimes.
Blueberry.
Blueberry.
You never know.
He does it as a print. Yeah. He put blueberries in everything. But this, right?
I'm digging this.
Smooth.
Super smooth, easy drinking, poolside beer, lawnmower beer,
couch beer. Oh, yeah.
Chair beer, standing beer.
You know, my landlord at my place started getting other people to do the lawn. And so now, in lieu of a lawnmower beer, I just stand out and drink the beer and watch them cut the grass.
Yeah, yeah. That's perfect.
It's way better. I got to be honest with you. But you guys should try this. It's way better than actually holding it on the lawnmower while you're running around.
So you would call that a grass-cutting viewing beer.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm going to give it to him. Yep. Nice job. Just
break that down into like an acronym of some sort. I don't know what's going on over there. But Facey's making this. Did you like burn out your brain from trying to figure that out?
Something like that.
It was a long morning leading up to this point. We were very much looking forward to you being here.
Yeah.
All right, so that's one flavor.
Correct.
What's next?
So we got watermelon and we got mango.
Ooh.
Which direction y'all want to go?
Estevo, how do you feel?
Mango.
He feels mango.
Perfect.
All right, good enough.
So again, 88 calories, 4.2% alcohol. So the cool thing about Island Brands is they have built a brand.
Yeah.
If you go to check out their website, they are very active lifestyle brand, boating, fishing.
Okay.
They have a cabana in North Carolina, I believe it is.
Right.
If you're ever out that way, check them out.
Mm.
These are technically brewed in Florida, so they are Florida brewed.
Okay.
But their brand is based out of North Carolina.
Really? Yep. Okay.
I like this.
The original story of the regular beers out there, the Island Coastal Lager and the regular Active, is the owners were in Cuba at some point and said we can't get any good beer in Cuba.
Really?
So they figure, we'll do it. We'll start a brewery, bring the beer over, super high quality ingredients, good pricing. And that was the whole start of that brand, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's very cool. And it throws some flavors in there, and then they're worried about your carbs and your calories and everything else. They're trying to get it to where you can run a marathon.
Oh.
Maybe right after one of these beers.
That's nice and clean.
Yeah.
The mango is definitely there.
It's there. It's the flavor's there, but it's not doesn't kick you.
No, and I mean
very not subtle,
sweet or anything like that. The flavor's there, and you're not drinking. It's not a seltzer. It is a beer.
Yeah.
So that's nice. It's kind of nice break from all the seltzers and stuff we've been having lately.
Mm.
So it's nice to have a beer.
You know, I deprive myself of beers like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday. So that's why this segment is so special to me.
That makes you insane.
I don't want to get too deep into it, but it's really good. It makes me insane. Well,
to be fair,
you're insane.
Drink. Yeah, I don't drink during the week except for at work.
Is it?
What?
Is it? Right.
Oh,
Steve is stunned by that. That is crushing news. All right. Should we break right here?
Yeah, we got two left.
Ooh.
Two left, and then a special thing that Steve will have to pronounce coming up. It's Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh from SR Perot and 95.7 The Hog. Stick around.